Bear with me as I'm not a good public speaker, but that is all right because this is for the glory of God. My name is Nate Letcher, my wife Erica, 10-month-old son Link, and I live south of Hay Springs where we farm and ranch. I never thought of my testimony worth sharing and considered it rather boring, but then I realized that God working in my heart and orchestrating the people around me is a beautiful thing and not at all boring. I grew up going to Catholic church. My families on both sides have been Catholic for generations, and most still are. Growing up, we attended Mass pretty regularly, and I attended youth group, which I thought made me good enough. I understood that Jesus died for our sins, but there was a lot more I didn't know about Catholicism. Even though at the time I had a rough idea what my faith should be, it didn't yield much profit. It was then that I graduated high school and started attending the University of Nebraska Ag School in Curtis, and change started to happen. The first couple of weeks there, I attended the Catholic church in town, and something didn't seem right, so I decided I would try somewhere else. A week or two later, a rodeo buddy invited me to go to cowboy church in the next town over with him, so I tagged along. This little cowboy church is where I met Pastor Greg, a man who made a huge impact on me. Greg was a rancher for years, but had a heart to save lost souls, and sold his cows to turn his barn into a church and be a full-time pastor. Not long after I began attending Cowboy Church, Greg started a Bible study near the college for us. This is about the same time when I met my wife, Erica. She, along with some close friends back home, questioned what I believed that contradicted the Bible. At this point, I became aware that even though I had gone to Catholic Church, I didn't believe most of their theology. I owe all of this alone to God alone, who worked through the people he placed in my life to ask hard questions and push me to know him better. When my dad passed and Greg drove 5 hours just to come and comfort me, it really sunk in that the work of God in someone's heart is a beautiful thing. And I wanted to love others like that. Before God came into my heart, I did not love others the way I should. I had a lot of bitterness in my heart for people I didn't like and that had wronged me. Now, after seeing what Christ has done for me, I want to love like Paul commands in Ephesians. It took time, conviction, true repentance, and fellowship to really transform my heart. The Word of God has power over the heart. 1 Peter says that it is the pure spiritual milk for the soul. Before, I just wanted to go to heaven because it was better than hell. Now I want to go to be with my Father who gave his life for me. I am still a flawed sinner and struggle day to day, but knowing that Jesus Christ died on the cross to wash my sins away is what keeps my heart yearning for him more. If you haven't given your life to Christ, then I tell you that I have seen him work in my life. His grace and mercy is new every day, and he's waiting for you to accept him into your heart. Please pray with me. God, thank you for the work you have done in my life and the people you have put in place to do your perfect will. I pray that this testimony would profit even one heart to accept you in and to do the work that you have done for me and so many here today. You are a wonderful God, and we thank you for your endless grace. In your glorious name.